Absolutely. Didn't end up getting the major, but, you know, got the win, and he's right where he needs to be, coming in, sitting in the semifinals. I guess I haven't looked at his opponent yet, but you knock off number one, you think they'd get easier, but nothing's easy here at Wells Fargo Arena.
You talk about the first match. You go out there at the first match, you have the butterflies, and then, when you're one match away from Saturday night, I don't know how, you just can't. You can't prepare for those butterflies, and it's going to be for both wrestlers, but you know what's at stake.
Oh, yeah, and that's the crazy thing about it. 50% of the wrestlers that walk off the mat are happy, and 50% are maybe, we'll just say, not so happy.
Well, yesterday, Millage and I are heading to the elevator after a round's over, and came out. There's a young man sitting there against the wall, and he is really upset and crying. 20 minutes later, he's still sitting there, and you just want to go up and tell him, hey, son, in a very short period of time, you're going to reflect on this, and this moment you think's maybe one of the worst moments of your life, you're going to say, that was one of the best moments of my entire life.
I agree, absolutely, but everybody has their own way of coping with it.
Yep.
And as a coach, sometimes you know what each individual kid does is something you just let them be. You never know what's going through their head. You don't know whether they're taking a look at, hey, what do I got to do now to regroup and get back in it, or whether they're just dwelling on their loss and what they could have done differently and things like that. But it's heartbreaking to see, and you're happy for the guys. I'm still heartbroken for Isaiah Cox, in control of that match basically the entire time until that mere half second. That he almost had that reversal.
Alec Clark was the same way. He was really just a few inches from getting his head out and getting that ankle, and he has a takedown, and he's got the lead, and he's in control. Just those fractions of inches and fractions of moments of time, and it can go another way.
Yep. But as you know, I don't think anybody really understands the amount of hard work that these kids put in, and it's a long season. They start 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, and then because you always have that Thanksgiving break, and then you have Christmas break, and there is no break. There is no Christmas break. There is no Thanksgiving break.
You're not eating Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas lunch.
No, it's practices every day. You have Christmas off. I think we've practiced on Christmas Eve before. So
quite a bit of controversy going down here on mat number four, folks. It was a 4-3 lead for Clinton's wrestler Trevor Berry against Christian Heimer from Ankeny Centennial, and with time expiring, the escape was achieved by Heimer, and during the escape, it was ruled that the Clinton wrestler locked hands, and the officials and the coaches are down there trying to sort it out. Right now, they have not raised Heimer's hand, but I believe it is going to be a 5-4 win for Heimer, but a lot of controversy going there, and the officials and the coaches are sorting it out, but looks like Clinton's going to be on the bottom side of that contest. Trevor Berry from Clinton 4, Christian Heimer from Ankeny Centennial 5. It was a 6-0 win for Egan Lickus from Indianola. So Lickus will wrestle in the semifinals this afternoon. Those semifinal matches are going to be brought to you here on 96.7, starting at 2:30 with Class 1A. And the Class 3A and 2A semifinals will occur this evening at 7:30. So 7:30 will be Class 3A semis. 8:45 will be Class 2A semis. We're going to be bringing you live high school wrestling action here from Wells Fargo all the way into the evening tonight. We won't get done here until probably after 10 o'clock tonight.
No, we got kind of an interesting match here on mat number 3, too. One of the last matches here before we start the consolations. Gannon Grimmel from Dubuque-Hempstead. Track wrestling's... got to wait for it to continue here. Yeah, from Dubuque-Hempstead, is a returning state champ, undefeated on the season, and finds himself trailing 3-0 against an unranked opponent, Omar Begig from Waterloo East, 3-0 with a minute 30 left here. So defending state champion and maybe going down here.
Well, there's a minute and a half to go. He's going to need to hit a feet-to-back move, but there's a stall call against Begig. Begig, quite a bit bigger here at this super heavyweight matchup.
Yeah, his Grimmel doesn't look like a full 285-pounder, but he's put together pretty well.
He's trying to hit a throw there with a minute to go. Drops down to single leg, and an attempt there by Begic to hip him off the mat. goes nowhere. So it looks like we're going to wipe the mats down here, folks, in between rounds. Probably a good idea for sanitary reasons. There's been a lot of blood spilled on these mats here today in the semifinal matches. Joe Millage down there in the tunnel. You got anything for us down there, Joe, before we send it back to the station?
Well, I just thought we'd maybe take a quick look. I've got the team scores pulled up here and see where things are at right now. So let's start over here with some team scores. In Class 1A, Alburnett is in first place, followed by Lisbon, then Don Bosco, tied, with Sibley in third place. But looking ahead into some of the teams that we're more interested in here in Southern Iowa, Moravia is currently in 20th place at this time.
Southeast Warren's in 27th.
There you go. It's Eddyville and Sigourney Kyoto tied at 48th place. And that's out of 82 teams. So even though those are high numbers, it's the middle of the pack there for Eddyville and Sigourney Kyoto. Moving over to 2A, Creston, of course, in number one spot. Then that's New Hampton, followed by Davenport Assumption. And then South Tama County is in fourth place. Mediapolis in fifth. Albia tied with ADM and Atlantic in ninth place. And, of course, they have not been wrestling here this morning for 2A, so that a lot of these team scores have gone unchanged here overnight. But 65 teams in 2A. Now over to 3A. Fort Dodge is in first place, followed by Southeast Polk and the Valley of West Des Moines. You know you got Johnston in there with their recent win over Tumwa here a little bit ago in sixth place. And let's see where we can find it. Tumwa is now in 32nd place, and that's out of 49 Class 3A schools. And that information, by the way, you can get off of our website. You can click on the team scores, as well as on our app, Thunderbolt. You click on the wrestling tab on Thunderbolt. You can find the team scores there pretty easily, as well as the results, as we'll start keeping better tabs of the results here as we get into these final rounds, guys. So we'll send it back to you.
Great report there from Joe Millage here. We are going to have a quick break here between the matches. And actually, they're going to bring the six-pounders out right now. The first match that we're going to be looking for here in Class 1A, I believe, is Adam Proctor at 113.
He's down on six.
And he is going to be on mat six. So we'll stay right here with live high school wrestling coverage. Joe Sinclair and Kevin Cochran up in the booth. Got Joe Millage down in the tunnel. Hopefully, we're going to be able to catch a win here for Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. 113 pounders down on the backside here. These are elimination matches, folks. The winner of this one is going to finish no worse than eighth. If you lose this one, your tournament is over. Proctor gets out there onto the mat.
I think we've got about 10 matches to bring you here in the consolation 1A round. We'll have Proctor from Eddyville Blakesburg coming up, Martin from Moravia, and Hannah from Eddyville Blakesburg be our first three matches. Adam Proctor's on mat number six, going against Ben Emmerich of Tipton, a sophomore, 36-7. Proctor is a senior, 36-11, trying to continue his hope of getting on that stand Saturday night.
And we're underway at 113 pounds. Proctor in on a single leg. He's trying to work that single leg.
Well, these singlets are pretty close there.
Yep, EBF Rockets against the Tigers. And a nice hip toss there by Adam Proctor. He works a Kelly, gets the takedown. Proctor on top of this one now, 2-0. Keeps that arm on the Kelly, trying to work a butcher. Looks like a cradle might be available there. Good stand-up here on mat number six. Ben Emmerich, a sophomore, 36-7 on his Tipton season. Against Adam Proctor, 36 wins against that one loss here. And now an escape for Emmerich. Emmerich with a nice stand-up escape there. We're live from Wells Fargo Arena on 96.7. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont Rocket. Adam Proctor in a consolation match here. Trying to punch his ticket to this afternoon and stand tall on that podium. Proctor with a collar tie now. Wrestlers on their feet. A 2-1 advantage for Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont's Adam Proctor, who turned a toss into a Kelly and got that two-point takedown. Now an underhook by Emmerich and another Kelly by Proctor. Proctor has a Kelly that Emmerich can't stop. And now Proctor with the takedown. Again, two Kellys, two takedowns for Adam Proctor. Just a nifty little Kelly move there.
Well, he's done it twice on him.
He's keeping the arm both times, too. And I think the cradle's going to be available because Emmerich posts that right arm and has his head real close to the ankle, but they go off the mat.
You hit a far side carry like that, and you end up having that elbow. You do have some options. A lot of people like to take it straight to a butcher, or you can go right to a cradle, either one, depending on where the situation of your opponent's knees are. And, Joe, I got to give you kudos on these chairs. I mean, for a couple of short guys like
What's
me and
the
you.
Deal?
For a couple of short guys like me and you.
It's awesome.
This is it.
Every time I turn around, there's more furniture being moved into this 8x12 booth over
we'll
here.
We'll have a couch in here before the day's over.
Lazy boy for McFurniture.
Hey, we want to thank all those folks listening back home. Right now, it's a 4-1 contest. Adam Proctor against Ben Emmerich. Emmerich gets the stand-up and the escape with 21 seconds left in the first period. That makes the score 2-0. A couple of nifty Kelly moves by Adam Proctor has been his scoring. A little pause while Emmerich puts his red leg band back onto the right ankle. Now,
4-2 lead by Proctor. And Proctor's kind of dominated on his feet a little bit. Emmerich's got in on some shots, but Proctor's done a nice job of doing a reshot and hitting.
There's a double leg by Proctor with 8 seconds to go. A nice elevation there by Emmerich, but Proctor comes out on top, and he's got the feet to back. Going to get a two count,
did not get the two count.
But it's a 6-point
I think if that
period,
referee would have got down on the mat quicker, he may have got the two count.
Want to keep an eye out for Martin. Coming up, Nick Martin at 126 is going to come out here for Moravia. Good luck, Quentin, from Zach, Connor, and Aiden. Go Moravia Big Blue and Young Buck Wrestling on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Right now, Adam Proctor on the mat with the lead.
He's got a 6-point to 2 points lead. That's a 4-point advantage. Now a stand-up. Proctor took down to start the second period. He stands up, gets loose, turns and faces his opponent from Tipton, Ben Emmerich.
Emmerich still got the leg tied up, but Proctor's in good position here to get one, if not two. He's got to break them arms of
He's going to try to work a pinning combination here. He's got the cradle locked up on the outside. He's going to try to step over. Emmerich still hanging on to that leg. He doesn't know how much trouble he's in right now. Adam Proctor gets the crossface in now and the two-point reversal.
Broke eight them arms
to
and got
one,
the two.
8-2, your score. Second period action. Adam Proctor working on top. And I like his chances here to lock this cradle up. He's got it. There it is. Cradle's being locked up by Proctor.
He's going to come back, lift the leg.
Nice
he's got
job
that
there.
He's got that cross face in, almost to go into a butcher, trying to lift that leg and see if he can't get him turned over here. Back
Proctor,
to his base.
Proctor really hammering on Emmerich right now. Emmerich, no answer for Adam Proctor.
Well, Adam Proctor has an 8-2 lead with a minute left here in the second.
Nick Martin going to come out here in just a moment, Moravia Mohawk fans.
Proctor now with the chicken wing in on the right side, bars the arm on the left, working off the hips. Up around the head of his Tipton opponent, Ben Emmerich. Emmerich rolls through that chicken wing and gets separation, and it'll be the third point, the third escape for Emmerich. 8-3, your score now. Proctor now with a front headlock being applied. Going to try to spin behind at the edge of the mat. Proctor trying to work him over. He does. Going to get the two-point takedown. There it is. 10-3 on a nice little bulldog move by Adam Proctor.
Looked like he about had him in position to take him over there to his back there.
Yep.
Settled for the two. Come back and tried to turn him here.
We are in class 1A. These are consolation elimination matches. Losers of these ones go home. These matches being sponsored to you by the great folks on KIIC, including Community First Credit Union, Sheraton Hy-Vee. Want to thank Benton Place Apartments and William Penn University as we move through the consolation elimination matches here. Also, we are in the third period. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont wrestler Adam Proctor on top, 10-3.
Want to give a shout out to everyone listening at Cargill down in Eddyville. They're one of our sponsors. Lathrop Construction, Sinclair Tractor, Double D Repair, and S&S Construction and TNT Spray Foam.
Start of the third period here. Proctor gives up a takedown. Still leads 10-5.
He's got him doubled up. Emmerich riding pretty high, but he puts the cross body in. Proctor could just stand up and stop that, but with the cross body right in, you're not going to have any trouble. There's a nice reversal. Emmerich lost that leg, and Proctor was able to get out. 7-point advantage again for Adam Proctor with a minute 15 to go. Third period action. You know, it's big team points if he could get a couple more. Might be a situation where Coach Little tell him, cut him and take him down again. And that's what he's going to do. With a minute 5 to go, Coach Little encouraging Adam Proctor, get this takedown, turn this thing into some bonus points for your EBF faithful back at the Wapello Monroe County corner. And there it is, a nice double leg and a dump to his rump, and Adam Proctor gets the two-point takedown, extends his lead to the eight-point major decision level, 14-6 now for Adam Proctor. There's a hard crossface. Proctor going to try to lock up a cradle. He's got the butcher in now, working around to the other side, going to try to get an outside cradle on Emmerich from Tipton.
Boy, Proctor coming out of that opening match after that loss has really come out and wrestled hard these last two matches.
He's looking really good out there. He's got that outside cradle locked up, but a good job posting the opposite leg by Emmerich. Emmerich is still wrestling.
Adam Proctor is going to get the win here for the Rockets.
And, Joe, his best position then after the win would be?
Worst he can do is eighth.
Okay.
That's the worst he can do. He is a state medalist.
There he goes.
Adam Proctor gives his crowd the high five sign, comes to the center of the mat, shakes hands with his opponent, the defeated Emmerich from Tipton, checks in at the scores table and signs his bout card.
Well, Coach Little, we talked with him with Fox 15 yesterday afternoon, and he talked with me out the air about after the conversation. He has two athletes, Proctor and Hannah. Both are guys that don't do well with some athletes will take to a tongue lashings. Others, you got to pat them on the back and lead them along. And he said, there are a couple of pat on the back kind of guys. And he said, he decided he was going to give a little bit of a lashing and challenged them. And it's worked because they've really come out and worked really, really hard.
Well, and, you have to understand how a kid's going to respond to that, too.
We got Jake Wolf from Odebolt Arthur going up against Nick Martin from Moravia. This is a consolation elimination match here for Nick Martin. Martin had a tough loss there against top-ranked Thompson, hadn't been beat all his whole career. And there is a nice move here, and it's a cow catcher for Martin. Martin gets behind, and a headlock being, and they're going to call that off the mat. Nick Martin had that thing locked up. Looked like a cow catcher was going to turn into points for Nick Martin against Wolf from Odebolt Arthur.
Well, come on, Mohawk fans.
Back to the center of the mat. No score here. Just underway if you're joining us. This is a Class 1 826-pound elimination match on the consolation side. Nick Martin competing out there for the Moravia Mohawks. Martin now with an underhook. Going to try that cow catcher again. They're at the center of the mat this time. Martin drops down, though, onto a single leg. Shot with his arms out and gets underhooked by Wolf. Wolf stops that thing cold with the underhook. Martin has to back out. Now the throw attempt by Wolf. Wolf's a thrower here. Wolf tries the throw. Martin drops down, gets a little bit low, and is able to stop that throw. And now he's got the double underhook locked up. They're at the center of the, at the outside of the circle. You think Martin can throw this throw, Cochran?
I don't know. They're on that edge of the mat. If he pushes in, he's going to have the right to, but
he's going to have to get that double
back to an underhook. Yep, he's got to get it over under.
All right, we're at the center of the mat now.
And you said Odebolt Arthur. He's from officially Jake Wolf's from OABCIG, and I can't remember all of them, but I think this one is Odebolt Arthur, Battle Creek, Ida Grove.
Well, it's an underhook now for Nick Martin. He tries a Granby out of that underhook, and it's going to be a 2-point takedown. Don't know what he was thinking there. He tried to Granby roll out of a underhook, and Wolf comes out of that scramble on top with a 2-0 takedown there at 126 pounds. Final ticks here at 126. That was right at the end of the clock. Nice job by Martin, fending off a couple of throw attempts by Wolf, but does finally get taken down. So we're going to go to the second period, 2-0. Wolf defers his choice to Martin.
Well, the...
Nope, Wolf's going to keep the choice, and he takes down.
This is what's really been, I think, key for Moravia, too. You look at Nick Martin, just a sophomore, wrestling 126. He gets to wrestle with Briar Cochran every day, and that's only going to make you better. When you've got quality opponents in the room and helping you out and learning new things.
How about the facilities, too? I mean, the new weight room, the wrestling room is first class. They got a whole new addition they built on there. Really a great testimony to their dedication to the kids.
Well, and it's great to see a small school like that be progressive and put that in place for these kids. I think it's only going to help the program get stronger, where a lot of schools still end up dropping the sport of wrestling.
This Wolf kit's pretty good for Odebolt Arthur. He hits a real slick sit-out switch and gets a reversal against Nick Martin. Martin now trailing 4-0 in the second period with a minute and 30 to go. Martin on the bottom trying to work his way to his base, get a bust out here and get a point against Jake Wolf from OABICGBCIG 4-17.
Well, Wolf is ranked sixth, which, you know, I'm not a big opponent of rankings. Just trying to let you guys know that
he's pretty good.
In people's mind, they think he's the sixth best wrestler in the state of Iowa.
Well, right now,
I'd like to see Nick Martin prove him wrong.
Right now, he's got Nick Martin down 4-0, and Martin having trouble just getting to his base. There's a side roll, though, after getting to his base. He gets to a sit-out position and a stand-up now, and now tries a side roll out of the sit-out.
Kind of a standing roll there. He got to his feet there. He's in position. Now, he's in a sit-out position, or what I like to call sit-in, but you got to pressure into that opponent.
And that opponent is backing off the mat, and they do go off the mat, and it's a stall call against Wolf. So Wolf trying to back off the mat gets called for stalling. They stop the action. We'll reset it at the center of the mat. Nick Martin on the bottom. Martin set from the left side. Wolf covers.
A great first move there. Gets to his feet quickly.
Nice whistle stand-up by Nick Martin. Wolf's going to get called for stalling again here.
Oh, now.
Martin's trying to headlock.
He's got the headlock on. He's got him a back point if he steps over.
He's got the reversal.
He's got back points coming.
It's going to be a four-point move for Martin.
He needs to get it pinned here.
He might go for five here.
Hey, 15 seconds left.
He's got time to settle in. Nick Martin with a big move, a five-point move, a reversal, and he puts Wolf on his back. He's going to be.
Don't sit that way.
He's going to be leading 5-4 as we go to the third period. He's not going to get him pinned with this combination. Oh, what a great move. 5-4 now, and Nick Martin will start this period in the down position with a one-point lead.
That is how quickly it can turn on these mats.
Wow, Moravia Mohawks, your very own 126-pounder Nick Martin puts a hip toss in from a stand-up, puts his opponent, Wolf, onto his back, and gets the 5-4 lead going to the third.
Coming out of that whistle. Getting that whistle and getting that stand-up quickly led to that.
All right. Wolf's
so quick
just
off the start.
Cut Martin. So it's a two-point advantage for for Nick Martin.
Hey, we've got Alec Hanna on mat number eight, I believe.
Oh, Martin now in on single leg.
From Eddieville,
he's got Wolf frustrated. Four.
We're just underway over here with Alec Hanna. He trails 2-0 after being taken down. 20 seconds to go in that opening period. We're going to stay here right with Nick Martin with a minute 30 to go in the third and final period. It is Nick Martin and Moravia out in front here trying to join up with his teammate, Briar Cochran, who's already advanced to the championship.
His coaches are down here telling him to be smart. He's got a minute and 30. He's got a two-point lead. Be smart.
Hanna had a little bit of trouble with the tilt put on.
Now Martin gets taken down on a spin move, and it's 6-6 at 126.
He's going to get the escape here. He's got a one-point lead.
Now Martin gets the escape. He's got the one-point lead with a minute to go. Like to see Nick Martin get a takedown here, turn this thing into place winning. Oh, there's a good shot in there by Wolf. Good sprawl by Martin. Martin gets separation. Shot by Wolf. Reshot by Martin. Nick Martin for Moravia on top. 7-6 with 50 seconds to go. And it's a bull rush by Martin. Martin's trying to get behind. He's got the cross face
corner turn.
In, and he's going to get that takedown. They don't give it to him yet. They have not awarded the takedown. And now it's Wolf trying to come out the backside.
Well, Martin's doing a good job. He's got to hold on that.
He's got the whizzer in now. And Wolf with the double leg.
Wow.
And
throw Martin
tip, Martin's
going down.
He got the takedown. Nick Martin does a throw. Gets the takedown. Leads by three with 28 seconds to go.
He's going to hang on here. He can run this off out of bounds. And he does. 24 seconds to go here. Nick Martin with a 9-6 lead.
Wow, what an effort by Moravia's Nick Martin. A bull throw right there. And he takes down Wolf.
Of 10 seconds to go here, and Martin's going to lead by two.
He can run from him for the next 7 seconds and
he's
get out
right
of this thing
it.
With a win. And we're going to go off the mat with 4 seconds to go, 3 seconds. Oh, three
Some
seconds
of your
away.
Best
and we're
defense
the
is a
action.
Good offense, and he put right. that single leg in there right at the edge of the mat.
He's got
he's
a flea
right
now.
If you want, I'm saying, if you want a guy to back up, just back up
with
right now.
3 seconds to go, he's got a flea, and he does.
2-1.
And
there it is.
Win for Martin.
How about that?
9-6 at 126.
Well, he
wow.
was in trouble in that first period. He was down to 4-0, But in late to the second period, and then it did a great job on the whistle, on the reset, stood up instantaneously, and then reversed that around, and the fortunes on the mat turned so quickly.
That one move, that five-point move there in the end of that second period changed the momentum of that entire match.
Alex Hanna for Eddyville Blakesburg trailing Austin Leopard now as we go to the second period. It's a 5-0 disadvantage for Alex Hanna. So Alex Hanna got his hands full here with Louisa Muscatine's Austin Leopard. Hanna trying to advance along with his teammate Adam Proctor here on the Constellation side. We missed the first part of this match as we brought you that big win by Nick Martin. A come-from-behind win via the five-point move in the second period.
It's hard to watch all these matches. You know, we got eight mats going here. But I was trying to watch this match that Cole Needham, that Briar Cochran knocked off number one. Cole Needham in his wrestle back goes down. So the defending, I guess he was a runner-up last year, number one ranked. Had one loss, done.
That's where the emotion after losing that match, where you know where you're out of the championship side, you can give up. But Phillips is on the mat. I know, let's check that. It is going to be Phillips or McBride from Pleasantville is going to be on the mat at 145. But right now, our eyes are fixed on Alex Hanna of Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont.
And Joe Millage might be able to get us a quick interview with Nick Martin a little bit later, we're hoping.
I'm with him down here in the tunnel.
All right. TZ, we'll come to you here at the period break. 8 seconds to go here in this second period at 132 pounds. Alec Hanna for Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont, trailing 5-0. Time will expire. Let's run over to Travis Apidol, catching up with Nick Martin.
Yeah, I got Nick Martin, Coach Ewing here. Guys, congratulations, Nicholas, on a great match. You got there to the third period, got the big takedown, got the two-point lead, and got the victory. Walk us through that last takedown.
I don't know. I was just trying to defend, and then he put himself into it and just took him down for the win.
Well, congratulations, Coach Ewing. What did you see there that he done, and what did you work on after the first round loss?
You know, we just went back into the wrestling room and we got focused and we watched this kid and we knew what to look for, and we need to wrestle with all heart and guts, and he went out there and he did just that. He wrestled pressure, and just won the match. So,
well, there you go, guys. Take it back to the EBF match.
All right, we got Hanna out here with a 7-0 deficit after a reversal there, and Alex Hanna gets the escape now. And that's his first point, so it's going to be 7-1 as we move down through the final 73 ticks on the clock at 132 pounds. Excuse me, this is a 138-pound match. Nope, still 132. Yeah, he's wrestling 132 today. He's on his feet, trailing by 6. Gets in on a single leg. Austin Leopard from Louisa Muscatine, 32-6 on his junior year. Hanna, just a sophomore in there, working hard on his feet. Gets in on a single leg. Hannah's in on a single leg. Gets the trip and the takedown. 7-3 the score now.
No, they didn't give him the point. Looked like he was going to cover that, and they never gave him the points, and there it comes.
There's the takedown, 7-3. And now he's just going to have to cut him. Coach Little says cut him. He does with 33 seconds to go.
Yeah, now you got to try to go feet to back.
Now he trails by 5, and a feet to back move here, big 5-point move, is what
EBF
needs.
Or a throw, a headlock, something to score 5 points here.
He's got 20 seconds left to set it up, and there's the stall call against.
And he gets one.
He gets one, so a 5-point move here puts him on top. There's 14 seconds to go, though, and Leopard knows where he's at. He's got that 5-point lead, and or 4-point lead, 8-4. And he knows he's got a couple stall calls to give. And with 4 seconds to go, he just puts a front headlock in on Alex Hanna. Hanna's going to run out of time, but not hard. It's a 4-8 loss for Alex Hanna from EBF. So he will not get a medal here at the 2016 Iowa High School State Wrestling Championships.
He's got two more opportunities. Only a sophomore. Yep. Finished 40-12 this season. What a great year.
What an exciting year.
Herberlin.
We get to this point of the year.
Tanner Herberlin of.
All right. I hope that everybody's able to listen in here as we go through McBride's ride here at the Wells Fargo Arena, competing for Pleasantville. It's Griffin McBride. He's got a big 7-2 lead over Belmont Clemmie's Tanner Herberlin. 7-2 the score now at 145. We're still in the second period, so McBride doing some scoring.
Want to look ahead, 182 pounds. Reeves coming up for Sigourney Dakota, 195. Boonder of Sigourney Dakota also on the horizon. Baker of Pleasantville.
Baker of Wayne.
Wayne, I'm sorry, coming up
Will be next.
Great wrestling action being brought to you here at Wells Fargo Arena on 96.7 and the live stream worldwide on KIICradio.com. Right now, we're going to go down through the final minute of the second period at 145, where Griffin McBride has a 7-2 advantage. He is riding Tanner Heberlin from Belmont Clemmy. He breaks him down with a deep waist ride, puts a chicken wing in on the left side, bars the arm on the right now, gets off the hips and moves up to the head on Heberlin. McBride from Pleasantville trying to work this pinning combination with 49 seconds to go. Heberlin posts the right leg versus the chicken wing on the left side.
Hey, Jason.
Yes, sir. Roll him up.
Got caught up here with Coach Davey Dyke and Adam Proctor.
Sounds great. We're going to run down to you here in 30 seconds. Excuse me. Hold on just a second. We're going to get McBride is leading here 7-2. 30 seconds to go, second period. We'll come back to the McBride contest. Right now, we're heading down to Travis Zapital on the Tharp Funeral Home wireless mic.
All you, Travis. All right, we lost Travis, but when he jumps back in, we will cut away from our live coverage of the 2016 1A Constellation Elimination Matches. It's going to be a good showing here for Griffin McBride. He's got a 5-point lead as we go to the third period. 7-2 the advantage for Pleasantville's
Travis?
Griffin McBride.
All right, here we go, buddy. We're going to land on Travis Zapital on the Tharp Funeral Home wireless mic.
Okay, Adam Proctor, congratulations on your win, 14-6 victory. What was you working on, and what was working good for you in that match?
My feet offense, my fireman's carry was there a lot, and when I got on top, it was just a lot of tight waist and just working his gut, cutting his gas tank down.
Well, congratulations again. What time today will you be coming back to wrestle?
2:30.
2:30. And do you know who you're going to be wrestling? Your opponent will be at that time?
Whoever steps across the line from me, I guess, at this point.
Well, you're going to be ready for him, right?
Yes, sir.
Coach Dyke, what did you see there that you guys worked on that Adam really done a good job in that match?
Just getting started, you know. We had a slow start the first round here, and it kind of woke him up, and boy, he's just been on the gas pedal ever since. He's got his feet moving. He's being aggressive. He's got confidence, and he believes in himself. He wrestles like that the rest of the day and into tomorrow, and we're going as high up to that podium as we can.
All right, congratulations, guys, and we'll let you guys get back to work.
Hey, we got Blade Baker from Cordon of Wayne on mat number four, the senior, 35-10, going against Brady Wilson of Logan Magnolia. Early in the first period, and Baker finds himself trailing 2-0 as he give up a takedown against Wilson.
Well, then he gets a reversal.
Real nice switch and gets the reversal right at the edge of the mat. They do award the 2 points for the reversal. He ties it up 2-2. Hey, we know we got tons of fans down there in Wayne County and Wayne Community Schools listening in on this classic country sound, Thunder Country 96.7. We're going to reset it at the center of the mat. Baker from Wayne tied up at 152 against Logan Magnolia's Brady Wilson. And there's a reversal for Wilson. Puts Baker on his back and gets a 2-point near fall on a 4-point move. Just a quick reversal. Caught Baker just a little bit flat-footed there. Now a 6-2 disadvantage for Blade Baker as they go off the mat. We'll reset it back at the center. Baker in the down position. He's covered by Brady Wilson from Logan Magnolia.
Well, McBride still leading over here 7-5 over his opponent from Belmont Clemmy. 7-5 the score there. 1:38 to go in this third period.
Baker tries to get a reversal here. Does a nice job sitting out. Wayne of Cordon, Blade Baker down by 4 with 30 seconds left in the first period.
Our internet is having a little feed issues up here as the internet keeps dropping a little bit. Our connection goes away, so we apologize for all the technical difficulties. We'll continue to work through those. Get a lot of a lot of demand on the bandwidth, particularly at the end of the sessions where you have the video updates to the news times. And so this time of day, we start to get a little bit of a jam, like the roads were this morning coming into Wells Fargo Arena.
All right, we're going to go to the second period. An escape by Baker to end the scoring in the first period. He's down by three. He selects the down position to start the second period, trailing at 152 in this Class 1A consolation match. It's an elimination match for Blade Baker for Wayne of Corton. He needs to get past Wilson to advance. He gets set on the bottom, covered by Wilson. Baker hits a stand-up, brought back down to the mat on the hips by Wilson. Corton's Blade Baker gets back to his base, reaches around, gets the outside leg of Wilson, grabs that leg, gets a stand-up, tries to turn that leg into a point. Nice job there by Wilson, hipping down. Wilson tries to put a cradle in on Baker. Baker has to give up that leg now. Cradle being applied by Wilson. Wilson trying to work that cradle, but Baker puts two hands on ones, gets separation, and now with the stand-up, gets loose, and scores the point, 4-6. A two-point disadvantage now. Baker could tie it up with a takedown here in the second period.
We'll be bringing you T.J. Durkin from Southeast Warren here coming up at 160 pounds, I think, in the next match, so the next available mat.
Long morning session for you here, folks. We've got the 3A consolations coming for you after this 1A consolation side. The field will be winnowed to eight wrestlers per weight class after this round in Class 1A and Class 3A. You will know who the state medal winners are going to be after this round. Blade Baker for Corton trying to join those ranks at 152. He's off the mat now. Gets taken down right there at the edge of the mat. They give him the takedown. They give the takedown to Wilson. So it's a four-point disadvantage. I didn't know they were going to give him that takedown, but right at the edge of the mat, it's a takedown for Wilson from Logan Magnolia. His lead now is swelled to 4. 8-4.
A lot of time left.
Oh, yeah. We're still in the second period. There's a stand-up by Baker. Tries to get a stand-up switch. Narrowly avoided the cradle there, but he gets the stand-up.
We're going to have T.J. Durkin on mat number 5 from Southeast Warren taking on Garrett Saylor from Sibley O'Sheedon, a 45-4 junior.
We'll just underway. Take care of that, Matt, and I'll bring you the Baker match for Wayne of Corton. It's 10 seconds left in the second period. Baker on the bottom trailing 8-4.
Still 0-0 after 40 ticks off the clock on mat number 5 with T.J. Durkin. Lots of action, but nobody finding an opportunity to score.
We're going to go to the third period. 8-4 at 152. Baker trailing for Wayne of Corton. He's going to start on the top, see if he can work some type of pinning combination here and turn over his Logan Magnolia opponent, Brady Wilson. There's a sit-out switch by Wilson. He turns around and gets a hold of the leg of Baker. And he's going to turn that into a reversal. There's 2-4 Wilson. 2 points makes it 10-4. 10-4. So Baker in a little bit of trouble here at 152 with 145 left. He trails by 6.
You should think about putting the stripes on sometime, Joe, and just going down there and doing it, because that's where you're giving them the points before the referee ever does. Now, they always give them. So you're seeing something better than what apparently what they are.
Well, if the guy's dumped to his rump and the other guy is
on top,
on
and
top and on his hips, I mean, it's 2 points. I don't know what he was waiting for. I guess he wanted to just make sure that it happened.
Over here on mat number 5, T.J. Durkin still in a 0-0 scoreless tie. His opponent, Saylor, in on a shot. Durkin does a nice job of responding, gets out of it. 10 seconds remain here in the first period. Looks like we're going to go into the second at a scoreless tie.
Stand-up switch for reverse. A lot of scoring, a lot of scrambles here. I like Baker's chances. I hope he can get it to within 5 here and be riding on top. Get a pinning combination going for Wayne of Corton's Blade Baker.
You know, Durkin won the toss, and he deferred. And then kind of like me and you have stated the whole time, and maybe coaches have different philosophy, but if it's a 0-0 tie, I'm always going to take my choice, and I'm not going to defer to my opponent. But that's what T.J. did. And his opponent went down. TJ's riding him, still 0-0 score. Minute 40 left in the second.
Final minute at 1:52. Blake Baker for Corden is in the down position. He's covered by Wilson from Logan Magnolia, trailing 12-6. 50 seconds left in this one, and Wilson breaks down Baker, puts a chicken wing in on the right side. Baker wipes that thing off, gets back to his base, tries to score with 40 seconds to go. Half Nelson now coming in out of nowhere by Wilson. Baker wipes that one off.
Durkin having a tough ride here. His opponent having a trouble getting to his base and coming up, but not a lot of action. He's been on that hip quite a bit. I'm sure he's going to have to get outside the side, or he may be nailed for stalling himself here.
Still final 17 seconds at 1:52. Escape and a takedown exchanged, and it's 7-14. Baker trailing. Now Baker at the edge of the mat with 5 seconds to go. Goes off the mat, gets the escape. It's 8-14, but only 5 seconds left. Blade Baker for Corden has his tournament hopes dashed here on Friday morning.
Well, Durkin did a nice job there. Sailor come to his feet. Looked like he was going to get the reversal. Durkin did a nice job, stayed down on the leg, and ended up coming back up on top. He's got a cross face on, and he did get nailed for stalling. I said he's got to come outside the side. He's got to get off that hip. He got nailed for stalling.
Still,
18 seconds left.
It'd be huge for him to finish this second period ride, though.
Oh, right. Absolutely. And then he's going to go down third period. Should give him the advantage to come up and get out.
He's riding tough. He's got the corkscrew right in there, but you're right. He does need to get off to the side with 10 seconds to go. He's riding tough. Now he breaks him down, does get off to the side, and is going to go ahead and finish this ride at 160. So TJ Durkin gets it done. Hey, got a text from my wife, Kevin. She said that they wouldn't let me ref because they don't let you have your pliers on the mat. Always got those pliers. You never know when you're going to need them. All right, we are high above the mats and high fidelity.
I'm sure that's probably not the only thing they wouldn't let you have on the mat.
Here we go. Third period, 160. Durkin takes down. And off the whistle, it's
he's going to get out. He's going to come up and get out, possibly.
Sailor gives up the escape to TJ Durkin. That's the first point of this match. And we are 1-0 at 160. In the third period, 100 seconds left in this one. Down on mat number 5, Southeast Warren Warhawk, TJ Durkin, a sophomore, 36-13 on his season, going up against Garrett Saylor from Sibley Achiedon, 45-4.
Some of the other matches we're going to be bringing you will be Reeves of Sigourney. He'll be coming right up, followed by Boonder of Sigourney as well, and we'll get Castile of Moravia, Anthony from Pleasantville. And that's going to wrap it up here for the 1A Consolations, and we'll go right into the 3A Consolations.
On their feet at 160. It's been a stall call once against TJ Durkin. Ooh, and there's a nice shot there by Sailor. Sailor with the shot in. Durkin tries to underhook him and hips off the mat. And
Durkin did a nice job of responding and coming out of that. He kind of threw in that cow catcher to prevent Sailor from taking him down and throws him out of bounds. They come back as a fresh start. Final minute of the third period, and Durkin finds himself in the lead 1-0.
Durkin's got that narrowest of margins right now at 160. Oh, he's in on a single leg deep, though. Durkin with a deep single.
Nice low
shot.
Single.
Sweeps and trips and gets the 2-point takedown.
There we
42
go.
42 seconds to go. A 3-point lead for TJ Durkin. Now,
you don't want to say that's going to seal the deal, but it looks pretty good for TJ Durkin at this point. 30 seconds left, and Sailor is flat on his belly, not doing much to get up out of there.
Well, he's got the 3-point advantage now. An escape and a takedown would tie it up for Sailor. But I like the way that TJ Durkin has been able to ride Garrett Sailor in this match. He rode him all the way
through
the
second period,
yeah, and only got one stall call against him. He's probably going to get another one here, though, if he doesn't get off the hips. We watched him this
morning.
Tough. He's tough. He's got his ticket punched to the semifinals this afternoon. We're going to bring you all this wrestling action here on 96.7.
We're not moving.
Don't know what's going on with our signal, folks, but I hope that you are hearing us loud and clear right now. I understand we're having some technical difficulties, but right now it is Class 1A Constellation matches. We'll get our equipment checked here as we send it back to the studio for a couple of quick... Actually, we're going to wait to send it to the studio and bring you the Reeves match at 182.
Versus Mason Lyons of Bellevue, 44-8 junior. Reeves, a 43-10 sophomore.
Reeves is trying to hip toss and gets the headlock to work. Oh, he loses that arm on the headlock, and his opponent, trying to get around behind, does. It looked like that headlock was going to work for Reeves, and just at the bottom, the arm slipped out, and Reeves gives up the takedown on a Olympic headlock throw. He got his opponent down onto the mat, but he was able to get off to the side and got his head out, and Reeves gives up the takedown. 144 left here as we reset it at the center of the mat. 182 pounders on the mat for Sigourney Kyoto is Caleb Reeves.
Reeves is a tall, lanky kid for a 82 pounder.
Got lots of great folks listening in, including Brian Striegel there in Sigourney Kyoto area.
Farm, hey, we got a locked hands.
By Harbor. Yeah, that's going to be
Reeves came up. He covered both feet. He went back down to the mat, and his opponent locked his hands. He hasn't actually given there. They stop it, give the 1 point technical violation for locked hands. And now Reeves trails 2-1. Now Escape's going to tie it up.
A lot of folks headed up listening on 96.7, going to the Beef Expo at the State Fairgrounds. Got a little break in the action here that we can give some sponsors some time as blood timeouts being called at 182. Caleb Reeves in a 2-1 contest right there against Mason Lyons from Bellevue. Got Homestead Assisted Living. They are in Albia and Sheraton sponsoring our wrestling coverage along with the Monroe County Hospital and Bob Sennett at Sennett Funeral Home. Tough job there, but Bob does it very well. Got folks listening in down in Jefferson County. Got Peg Rogers texted in, and she's tuned into our live wrestling broadcast on 96.7. Still got blood time out here at 182, where Sigourney Kyoto's Caleb Reeves has been awarded a penalty point for locking hands by Mason Lyons. And we're done with the blood, and we're going to get started wrestling again. Reeves is in the down position. He's set. Lyons covers. Whistle move by Reeves is a stand-up. He turns and faces, but taken back down on the mat by Lyons with 107 left here in the first period at 182.
He just turned in too quick. I think he needed to get a little bit of separation there before he turned in, took him right back to the mat. Lyons doing a nice job of keeping lots of pressure on Reeves. Blood time again. Here we go. This might be a 10-minute match.
Well, I'm looking at Lyons right now, and he is bleeding from the left nostril. Being attended to there at the edge of the mat. Reeves comes over and gets the handy wipe treatment as they rub that blood off of his right arm. They put that white plug into the right nostril of Lyons. Mason Lyons bleeding on the mat, and they're wiping that up.
You know, the key to those nose plugs, they're about an inch and a half long. You just take them, you fold them in half, and the folded end, you stick it up the nose, and you twist it in there, and then that thing will expand.
Just there. Like when you're putting those foam earplugs in.
Yeah.
You twist them up, put them in there, and let them expand. All right, we're back to wrestling. A stand-up by Reeves at 182.
Like that pair I had to wear last night when you were snoring.
I want to give a shout-out to 182 pounds also. Jason Fisher of Nashua Plainfield is tied with three. Stephen Gregory, Jason Fisher, related to my good buddy Darren Fisher.
All right, there's a stand-up by Reeves. Reeves trying to get loose with 27 seconds to go. Lyons drops back down onto the... points for Reeves. Reeves with a power move puts Lyons on his back. It's a big 5-point two-point move for Reeves and pins him with five seconds left in the first period. Call that in 155, a Senate Funeral Home pin for Caleb Reeves for Sigourney Kyoto. And he is going to be a state medalist. Congratulations, Caleb Reeves, and all you Sigourney Kyoto Savage fans. This is awesome for Sigourney Kyoto. Caleb Reeves with a big pin. Bonus points for Sigourney here at Wells Fargo.
Well, Sigourney Community Schools is listening in. Savage Nation, you guys sound great, and congratulations, Savages. You have got a wrestler onto the podium.
We're going to have Lane Boonder, the other Boonder coming up here.
Noah Boonder is going to come out here in just a moment. Jason Fisher, again, of Nashua Plainfield, is tied at three with Stephen Gregory. That match in the second period, late in the second period. We're going to have Noah Boonder come out here in just a moment.
They just announced his name. He's trying to see what mat he's going to.
Well, two Sigourney Kyoto wrestlers trying to punch their ticket to Saturday. You win here, and you're wrestling for a place on the podium.
And I'm sure a lot of these wrestlers aren't thinking about eighth place. They're thinking about, hey, how do I got to find a way to get to that third and fourth place match?
I want to get to the top. All Mrs. Right. Winger's fifth grade is listening in. They should be... and saying, let's go, Blue.
Great match there brought to you.
I believe Reeves is going to be here on mat number four. Boonder is going to be here on mat number four. Noah Boonder versus Jordan Chalice of Tipton, 41-6 senior, and Boonder's a junior, 45-6.
Hey, Kevin, I got Caleb Reeves down here in the tunnel. Congratulations, Caleb, getting that pin. Talk me through that reversal and the pin that you got there.
Well, coach told me to keep up the pace and keep moving. And if there's a move, look for a bigger one. So when I started to go, I started feeling what moves he was looking for. And he was keeping the pressure hard. And all I did was wait for the right moment, and there it went. That's what caused him the match.
Well, congratulations and moving on to the medal round and working your way higher up that podium. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That is Travis Apple on the Tharp Funeral Home Wireless mic, and that interview brought to you by Sinclair Tractor. February is a special month.
Oh, wow. A feet-to-back move here against Boonder, and Boonder gets ankle tripped right to his back by Jordan Chalice. Chalice dumps him onto his back. And call that pin 36 seconds against Noah Boonder. And I liked Boonder's approach there. It looked like he was going to try to get an underhook and lock that thing up. And cat quick, Chalice dropped down, got an ankle, just pulled it straight up to the ceiling at Wells Fargo Arena, dumped Boonder onto his back and covered him up and pinned him. So just that quick, Sigourney Kyoto fans, you got the highest of highs and followed by a low point.
And T-Zap, if you can grab Coach and Caleb, they were going to want him upstairs here.
Hey, Travis, if you can grab the coach and Caleb Reese, we're going to have them on Fox 15 tonight. Gather them up and have them come up to 219. We'll get them on the television. And so everyone over in Sigourney, Kyoto can see their boys and
My buddy,
on the podium.
Absolutely.
My buddy Amos Griner listened in on 96.7 to that call. And it gets those folks fired up to hear their hometown boys.
Well, hey, now we got to get fired up for the Moravia Mohawk fans. Mat number four, Quentin Castile takes the mat, getting ready.
He's getting loose, shakes his opponent's hand. That looks to me like another Tipton wrestler, isn't it?
It does.
Shout out to my wife listening back, getting ready to get some China in.
So
Cameron Erig, a 38-12 senior. Castile, only a junior, a 42-9. Impressive record for Quentin Castile.
Oh, wow.
Had a great season.
The Q, as he's affectionately known in Moravia. Come on, Mohawk fans, get on your feet. Give a cheer. Castile trying to get a win here for the Mohawks.
Briar Cochran on the championship side for Moravia. He's going to try to be joined as a medalist by Quentin Castile. Castile can do that with a win here, but it's a takedown by Erig for Tipton.
Oh,
Quentin. Just kind of a failed throw there for Quentin Castile, and Erig just dropped down, got a little bit lower, and got behind and got control.
Well, the elementary teacher's got this contest on, saying, let's go, Q. Go, Quentin, from the nurses and staff at the Monroe County Clinic.
Well, just, Sigourney Savages are going to be headed up there pretty quick.
All right, thanks a lot. That is Travis Apple down there. Traffic control right now. Quentin Castile for Moravia on the mat.
He's trailing 2-0, but he's gotten to his feet and gets the hand control required for the escape. Turns and faces his Tipton opponent, Cameron Eyre, trailing now 2-1. It's Quentin Castile with 40 seconds left in the first period on his feet, battling Tipton's Cameron Eyre. Moravia Mohawk wrestler Quentin Castile, big stout 220-pound athlete in a collar tie with Eyre from Tipton. 29 seconds remain. Single leg shot in there by Castile. Good sprawl by Eyre. Gets separation, and we're back to neutral at the center of the mat. 20 seconds left, first period action. This is a consolation elimination match. The winner of this one goes to the medal stand. The guy that doesn't win is done.
Well, I want to give a shout-out to everyone listening over there in Sigourney, Kyoto. AD Lee Crawford says the kids are fired up and listening, and, well, we are glad to have you all along here. How about Caleb Reeves? He is on to the podium. Just going to find out where.
All right, we got Quentin Castile in 2-1 contest. His final ticks go off the first period clock here at 220 pounds. Won't be a break between these 1A consolation matches and the 3A consolation matches. We'll be bringing you all the action from Southern Iowa wrestlers here at 96.7 on Thunder Country. We've got a great bunch of sponsors, including Belzer Equipment and Benton Place Apartments. As the second period begins, it'll be Castile in the down position. He gets a stand-up. Nice job there by Eric, dropping down, getting a leg, and shoving Castile off the mat. Castile runs back to the center of the mat, gets set. He's covered by Eric. And the whistle move for Castile is a sit-out. Tried to stand up. That worked earlier. Tries to sit out. Eric breaks him down now. Castile needs to get to his base.
Elias Bronson says, let's go, Q. Come on, Q. Here we go.
Moravia Mohawks listening in on 96.7 as Quentin Castile gets the stand-up, tries to work hand control. I think he should just wait right there. And what are we going to have? We get a stop in the action.
Well, it was stopping the action. I think the opponent's thumb accidentally got caught in his singlet and was pulling away from it. So it's no point awarded because it wasn't intentional like the one we seen earlier where the kid was literally pulling on the bottom of the singlet.
There's an escape for Castile to tie it up. 2-2 now with 1:21 to go in the second period. Nice stand-up escape there, turned and faced by Castile. He was looking for more, but a good job there by Eric backing out of it and getting out of a dangerous position. Looked like he was a little bit out of position, and there's a single leg shot in there by Castile. He's down on an ankle now, and a spin by Eric, and it's all Castile on the action as they go off the mat, still tied 2-2.
Well, I really like the way he felt that pressure coming from his opponent. Got out of the that off the edge of the mat. They'll reset here. Tied at 2 in the second period. 57 seconds to go here. The cue. Quentin Castile on the mat for Moravia.
Josh Walker listening in on 96.7 to this live high school wrestling action. Class 1A consolation matches here. We're at 220 pounds where Quentin Castile from Moravia is in a 2-2 tie. 40 seconds left in the second period on this one, folks. Quentin Castile's on his feet. A snap down there by Eyre, and Eyre gets an underhook. And
oh, nice job!
A Kelly bite.
Oh, beautiful.
And it's going to be back points for Quentin Castile.
Just pin him.
Let's just pin him here.
Come on. 26 seconds
come
to
on,
go.
Come on, Q.
Quentin
plenty
Castile's chest to chest. He took
and
down.
It gets the fall.
There it is.
He gets the pin for the Moravia Mohawks. A Castile pin. A Kelly move. Feet to back and a pin.
Senate funeral home pin. And how about that, Mohawk Nation? I know the elementary school is full of cheers right now.
Hey, I tell you what, I'm proud for Coach Whitlow and Coach Cochran. I mean, you come up here, you're 3-for-3.
That is getting her done
And you've got nobody else sitting watching your buddies. They're all going to be on the stands. Now we've got to find a way for Nick Martin and Quentin Castile to continue their path and try to find that third place while Briar Cochran tries to find the state title.
He is a man on a mission, and this whole Mohawk team is as well. And, guys, when we break down and after this 1A, the team, you know, they're setting up points, bonus points there.
You got to give the credit to Nick Martin and Quentin Castile. Both those matches, they had to come from behind to not just win, but pin and get the big points for the Moravia Mohawks. Great come-from-behind win for Quentin Castile. He got taken down in the first period, tied it up with a couple of escapes, and then goes feet.
Moravia, to all of you listening at Moravia Elementary and the Moravia schools, how about those Mohawks? One proud day to be a Mohawk fan, and they have got it done today. All three are going to find their way on the podium. Just how high they'll go, well, you'll stay here, and we'll deliver as we're going to get done here with 1A and then move into 3A consolation, guys. But
we're in 3A now.
Yeah, it's wham, bam, right to it.
Out there. Might be a good time to send it back to Scotty. Give a couple of shouts to our great sponsors back there at home while we reset it for the 3A Constellations.
Bulldog fans, Alec Clark is on deck. Stay right here as you return to Wells Fargo Arena. High by the Mass, High Fidelity. You're listening to the 2016 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. Don't go anywhere.
What an exciting year as we get to this point of the year with the state wrestling tournaments in Iowa and, of course, basketball tournaments coming up as well. Iowa, a great place to be at this time of year. Iowa's a great place to be, too, if you want the best in education. And if you're considering open enrolling your student for the 2016-17 school year, March 1st is the deadline for approval. You need to get the forms picked up in your local district office. Or I'll suggest you to the Albia Community School District office at 701 Washington Avenue East in Albia. The reason I say Albia is because of the terrific academic programs. They emphasize 21st century skills. They emphasize technology and getting ready for your career and for college. They also have wonderful scholarship opportunities like the Dellavedova Trust Fund. Their state-of-the-art facilities continue to improve at every level. They're terrific. And they have great teachers, terrific athletic and fine arts programs as well. It's all part of the Blue Pride Way in the Albia Community School District. Consider open enrollment there. You'll be glad you did.
Meet the most compatible subcompact tractors on the market, the John Deere 1 family. With up to 25 available horsepower, AutoConnect drive-over mower deck, iMatch quick hitch system, and the twin-touch pedal system, not to mention hundreds of implement and attachment options. Even the hardest chore on your list doesn't stand a chance. Enjoy huge savings on John Deere's most popular models at Sinclair Tractor, where they strive to earn your business every day. Visit SinclairTractor.com, where nothing runs like a deer.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at DeweyMotor.com.
Where'd I put my keys?
Did I feed the dog?
I forgot to call him back.
Every day you forget something, but when it comes to electricity, you can't afford to forget safety, because what you don't remember might shock you. Hundreds of lives are tragically lost every year in accidents involving electricity. Don't become a statistic. Stay current on safety.
Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
TD&T CPAs and Advisors is a full-service certified public accounting and consulting firm that provides the services you need to reach the financial and operational goals of your business. With offices in 10 area locations, they serve clients throughout Iowa. We use them, shouldn't you? Give them a call or visit them on the web. TD&T.
Hey y'all, this is Bobby Hartwig with Purina Animal Nutrition. Now that winter has arrived in full force, it's time to be thinking about what you can do to keep your cows moving forward through the cold season and on into spring. Just because Mother Nature can be unpredictable doesn't mean your nutrition program should be. Purina offers a wide range of high-quality loose minerals as well as superior protein tubs to help your cow herd thrive when forage shortages and bad weather come a-calling. So stop by Fairfield Feed on Highway 1 or Centerville Produce on Highway 5 to get your winter supply of Wind and Rain Mineral and Range Lamb Protein Tubs. Or give me a call today at 641-530-9369. That's 641-530-9369 to help make sure your cows stay ahead this winter.
May you always have cows around.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
We apologize from the High Above the Mats and High Fidelity for the technical issues that we're having here, but during this noon break, we know that all the TV stations are dumping their data into to be broadcast. And, of course, we will be on Fox 15 tonight to bring you some of the highlights and some of the storylines from tonight's or today's action. But right now, we're looking for 120 pounds to come out here, and that is going to be Alec Clark of Ottumwa trying to, with a win here, with a win for any of these wrestlers here on the consolation side, you're on the podium.
Absolutely, but, you know, no draw is a good draw up here, but Alec's going to have Brandon Baker from Cedar Rapids Jefferson, who is the number two ranked wrestler that got knocked off in the first round by number five, Jacob Allison from Johnson, or from Waukee. So he's going to have his work cut out for him. They've never wrestled each other, so that's sometimes an advantage that you don't know what your opponent's going to be doing. And he should be coming up here just shortly. The first 120-pound match in 3A has hit, and he will be the, I believe, the second match. Yes, so he will be the next match available.
Well, we are, with our technical issues, are trying to recapture track wrestling to help us out here. Going blind, as a might say.
Matt six.
The Matt six going to be our contesting. See Alec Clark putting the old red ankle band on. He's going to come out here and who's he taking?
I believe it's Brandon Baker, Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Brandon Baker, 30-7 senior. Two seniors here. Well, trying to find their way on the stand.
Clark just was a moment away, an inch away from having a takedown, which would have led to a win, and the fates on these mats turn quickly. Right now, he's trying to work his way onto the podium as he circles around the inner circle. Baker down on both knees. Now gets back to his feet. 120-pounders here. Alec Clark of Ottumwa trying to get the win for the Bulldogs. Isaiah Clark will be coming up in a moment or two, along with the Drew Sams of Oskaloosa.
Just looking last year, you know, Alec Clark was an eighth-place finisher last year at 106 pounds. And Brendan Baker was a fourth-place finisher with 113 pounds last year. So you got two returning state place winners, and one of them is going to go home today. They're in a scramble situation.
Oh, Baker, cradle's on. Yeah, Alex in the cradle here. Baker put the cradle on in the inside cradle. Now back points being earned. Baker's got the lead, and Clark's in danger of being pinned here, but does a great job of fighting out of that and going to get to his belly and try to get out and...
Gives up the three-point near fall. Finds himself behind 5-0. He's got to make something happen here. A five-point deficit at the state wrestling tournament is hard to overcome sometimes. Unless you're Caleb Reeves.
Yeah. Wow. Reeves with a pin. I mean, just incredible. Moravia, you've got all three wrestlers going to be wrestling for spots on the podium, including Briar Cochran going for a championship. 2A, you're going to be coming up here at 2:30.
Okay, Baker tried to put it in that cradle again and score again. Alec did a nice job of coming out. Thought he was going to be able to get the escape. Baker takes him back to the mat. Got a crossbody ride in. Trying to control his arms. Alec's in a little bit of trouble here. 7 seconds left. And we're going to come to the conclusion of the first period. Alec Clark is behind 5-0. So the Ottumwa Bulldogs got to find a way to score some points here against Cedar Rapids Jefferson's Brendan Baker.
Baker looked tough in that first period, Kevin.
Well, he is pretty tough. Like I said, he's the number two ranked wrestler who got knocked off in the first round by the number five wrestler. And Alec had his choice. He decided to defer to Baker. Baker chose to go neutral. So he feels pretty confident here in a neutral position. Alec can do a nice job. He's got a nice little far side carry, but he got nailed, already been nailed for stalling. He's got to move forward. He can't be backing up. You got to force the pressure. Done a nice little sweep there. Nothing came back out. Tries to hit. He's got a far side carry. He's got the arm, but Baker's leverage
the leg,
there.
But Baker stretches him out and takes it away. He's got to back out of that one and go to neutral. He's got a headgear issue now. We're going to have to stop in the action while they fix it.
Well, Baker's got his wrist taped up. He's got his arm taped up. He's got tattoos on the other side of his back. Did a nice job there. Just a little kind of a sweep duck. gets the takedown. Alex behind 7-0.
Tough matchup here for Alec Clark.
Yep, he's got to come up to his – he's got to get to his base. He's flat on his belly. Baker's putting lots of pressure on, but Baker's also got to get off the hip. You know, at this point, I'd almost call Baker for stalling, if anything, because he's not doing anything to get off the hip or force the action. Alex trying to get to his feet. He's got 1 foot up, knee on the other side, trying to get hand control and break away. And he's gonna get the one. He's got the escape. All right, 7-1. Trying to back in on a shot, a little sweep single. Nothing. They're back up, tied up. Alex got a bar. He's got control of the arms. They go out of bounds. Come back to the center of the mat. We've got 28 seconds left here in the second period. But boy, it'd be nice to find a way for Alec to get a takedown here. Going to that third period, even 7-3. Baker in on a shot. Clark defends it. Got a front headlock in. Going to come around and get the two. Two-point takedown. Good, nice job by Alec on a takedown. 7-3. 15 seconds left. Second period. You just can't give anything up here. Breaks Baker back down. Up. Oh, Baker does a nice Granby roll. Gets 2 points. Reversal. No, should be no near fall. They give the near fall.
Gave him two near fall there on
that
a Granby.
That was not a two count.
Granby to his back.
Brian Gray don't know what he's doing over there. He's the assistant. And that's a bad call. That's a bad call.
Well, it's an 8-point advantage now, 11-3.
Baker tried to throw a headlock, missed it. Alec gets the takedown. Now it's 11-5. Coach Griffith says, "Hey, we got to cut him. We got to try to take him feet to back now." So it's 12-5. Minute 38 left. Alec trailing by 7's got to make something happen. Something big happen. Both on their feet, just not lots of action. Alec in there on a little ankle pick. Nothing. He's got control. He's going to should get another take. If he just comes around, get another takedown. He's got a butcher in. There's the two takedown. He's got a butcher in. Try to turn him here, come up on the head and post that head and get him turned over. We're into the final minute here. Score is 12-7. Alec Clark trails. Trying to get a butcher in here, something at this point. Clark or Brandon Baker can just kind of stall a little bit. I'm surprised he hasn't give up a stall call. He's not doing anything on bottom. Just get out of bounds. Went out of bounds. Going to have to start fresh again here. Coach Frew saying keep the pressure on. We got to find a way to turn him. 39 seconds left. 12-7 here. Two seniors, both returning state place winners. Should be caution on Baker from Cedar Rapids Jefferson. That's his first caution. They start back fresh again. Baker comes to his feet. Alex does a nice job of dumping him, but Baker's leverage here. He's in position to score unless Alec can get him turned over here. Alec does a nice job of not giving up the two. Got to find a way to turn him. 20 seconds remain. Down by 5. Trying to reach for a wrist, reach for a hand, doing anything here he can try to do to turn him. 10 seconds left. I think time's going to run out for Alec Clark or the Ottumwa Bulldogs. Baker's just laying flat, not doing anything. 2-1, and that's the match. Alec Clark's going to find his senior year come to a close on a disappointing loss to Brendan Baker, Cedar Rapids Jefferson. I know that's not what Alec wanted. Wanted to finish better than that. Love that kid.
Well, he's going to have his Bulldog. I'm eating ice cream here.
I see that. What do they call them?
Real cold ice cream.
Dippin' Dots. Dippin' Dots.
Real cold ice cream. Got to take on some nourishment up here at Wells Fargo, folks. It's noon. It's time for lunch. I hope you're having some radio time with your lunch while we bring you this live high school wrestling coverage. We've got Indianola out on the mat now. It's going to be Joe Howard. He's going to be
on mat number 5 on the Going against Nathan Feldman, Dubuque Hempstead, a junior, 38-9. Joe Howard's a senior, 48-11. Looking to help the Indianola Indians climb up on that team ranking. They had a good showing there in the quarterfinals. I think they did jump up to fourth place there for a while. We haven't checked team scores in a little bit, but Indianola's in sixth place, tied with Johnston.
29.5 points and the win here. Getting some closer to that fifth place points with Waverly Shell Rock.
We got a tie in 3A overall. Fort Dodge with 63 points and Southeast Polk with 63 points. And they're the two premier powers here as Valley sits in third place at 20.5 points behind them with 42.5.
Howard now at 132 pounds for Indianola on his feet. Working over here. Nathan Feldman from Hempstead, Dubuque.
Hey, we got Drew Sams on mat number six here for Oskaloosa Indians. He's taking on Keenan Cook of Fort Dodge, a 32-7 senior.
Well, you bring us the Oski match, and I'll call the Indianola action. Kevin Cochran joined here with Joe Sinclair, high above the mats and high fidelity. I want to thank all of our great sponsors, including Sheraton Hy-Vee and Cargill of Eddyville.
You know, Sam's a junior, 33-8, taking on Fort Dodge, and Fort Dodge is trying to vie for that state title, so they're looking to get the win here, but we're hoping the old Oskaloosa Indian can put some stop to that.
Got a couple of Indians out there. Joe Howard for the Indianola Indians is in a scoreless tie, first period, counting down through the first minute of that match at 132. Howard in a scoreless tie against Feldman.
Cook and Fort Dodge in on a shot on Sam's. Nothing given up yet here. They're in a scramble situation. Sam's probably just trying to squeak out of bounds here. And hopefully nothing gets given up. Cook's in position. In a scramble, they're trying to scoot back on. They need to get out here. No score. All right, back to the feet, to the center of the mat.
37 seconds left at 132. Joe Howard on his feet. Scoreless tie at 132. Consolation elimination match action for you here at Wells Fargo.
On the feet here, Sams versus Cook. Not lots of action. Kind of a long shot away into the first period. So 0-0 tie into the, going into the second period. It's Cook's decision. He defers. Sams takes down so he can score that first point here.
That's so huge to get that first point. Sams is on the mat now.
The one thing I've noticed with these Fort Dodge kids, if I remember right, they ride tough. All of them. So they must teach that well up there. They keep lots of pressure on. Some of them are leggers. So Sam's got to find a way to come up and out. Cook's controlling an ankle, comes back up.
Howard also for Indianola in a scoreless tie. His opponent has his choice, takes neutral. So no scoring in the first period. And Feldman picks neutral to start the second.
Cook riding Sam's pretty tough. Sam's having trouble even getting to his base. Gets back up to his base. Cook's got control. Sam's trying to come to his feet. Getting hand control. Hipping in. Thought he was going to try a Grammy roll there. Nothing. Back. Cook broke him back down. He's got a wrist. Sam's got to control those hands and find a way to come up to his base. Gets back up to his base. Cook's got the ankle hooked. Controlling a wrist. 50 seconds left here in the second period. Sam's got to find a way to score.
Howard for Indianola, still scoreless. Wrestlers on their feet in the second period. No score, 0-0 at 132.
Cook's got a half in. Sam's trying to roll. He's hasn't given anything up yet. Oh, does a nice job escaping out of that. Thought he was going to give up some back points there. Got the half off. Gets back to his base. Cook still riding tight, riding tough, keeps lots of pressure on. Sam's coming up trying to control the hands to get up to his feet, but has had no success getting to his feet this entire period. Cook's done a nice job of riding Sam's tough, comes back in and hooks the ankle. You know, you sit there and you ride that ankle too long. If I'm a referee, I'm going to nail you for stalling because that's what it is.
Well, it's going to be scoreless on that one going to the second period as well. We're still scoreless on our feet, though, at 132 where Joe Howard is up against Nathan Feldman from Dubuque Hempstead. These are 3A matches now, folks. These are elimination matches. Winner of this one is the place winner. the loser is finished for the season.
Well, we're in a scoreless tie, 0-0 tie for Dodge's choice in the third period, and they chose down. We'll see if Sams can ride him out for 2 minutes. And if I remember them Sams boys, they're pretty tough on top as well.
Well, he's got a deep waist ride in there right now for those Oskaloosa Indians. He's trying to lock up a cradle and get some back points. He's got that outside cradle locked up. Drew Sams from Oskaloosa
He's trying to get it locked up. Can't get his hands close enough together to get it locked. I think this is kind of a Sam signature move here. And he's riding tough. Trying to get that knee up to the head where he can get that cradle locked. He's got the cross face in.
Crazy.
That's called it. It's a cross face cradle. Come right around that cross face, grab the above the elbow, and take it right to their knee.
Crazy match at 132, still scoreless after two periods. Feldman took neutral, but both wrestlers were on their feet, and that's how the period ended. Howard selects down to start the third period. He gets the escape, and that is a 1-0 score now for Howard at 132.
Well, see, right, he didn't. I mean, he just said, hey, I want to go neutral.
And there is a takedown for Joe Howard. A takedown 15 seconds into the third period, and Howard leads now 3-0 for Indianola.
You know, it seems like there may be not a lot of action going on here with Samson Cook, but, man, it's just good wrestling. I mean, Samson's riding him tough. Cook's having a hard time coming up to his base and trying to get out. Almost the exact same thing we've seen with Cook on top of Sams in the previous period.
Sam's working hard on top trying to get a tilt
chicken
maneuver.
Wing in there.
If he can run that head,
he's got
and roll him
wing.
Over. He's got 22 seconds left. Good job posting the opposite leg, though, by...
Well, when you get that chicken wing in there, you can either try to control the wrist, roll the wrist under and take him around, which he's trying to do here, or you can come right back and try to put a half on and turn him that way, turn him the opposite way. Sam's had the opportunity to do that, and now he tries running up over the head.
Now he's going to try a tilt going back the other way, but so we're going to be out of time. Scoreless.
0-0.
0-0 going to sudden victory. Wow, Oskaloosa Indians, you got a great match coming your way here on 96.7. We're going to leave it there exclusively. Joe Howard has a 3-0 lead with a minute left in his 132-pound match for Indianola.
We're in sudden victory here, so should be a one-minute period. They had the clock set at 2 minutes. They stopped the match. They reset the clock to 1 minute. 1 minute, sudden victory. First person to score wins the match.
And there has not been a score yet in this match. We're 0-0 going to the sudden victory.
Cooking on a shot. Sam's did a nice job controlling the elbow, getting out.
Here we go. Oskaloosa Indians. A shuck by Sams, and he gets the takedown. They called him off the mat.
Out, man, that was awful close. That was awful close. His foot broke the plane just for a second, and his foot came back in, and he would have had the takedown. But that foot went out just prior.
Well, it was a nice duck under move there by Sams, and that was the most offense that we've seen for either wrestler on their feet. Now Sams is backing up.
Cook got a shuck there. A little slide by.
Oh, and Sams got in deep on a single leg.
You got to let him wrestle.
That official called him off the mat out of bounds pretty quickly there.
You got to let him wrestle.
So we're back with 23 seconds to go in sudden victory. Wrestlers on their feet. Shot by Cook, counter by Sams, gets the underhook. Now a collar tie by Sams with 15 seconds remaining in the
fourth period.
Sudden victory here. First point wins it, but we're down to five seconds to go. Sams needs to hit a switch or some type of a dump, and we're off the mat with 1 second.
1 second left, and then they're going to flip the coin, and they'll have their choice to go down. Which I'm assuming they're going to go down.
Joe Howard still on the mat with 4 seconds remaining. His opponent, Feldman, with an injury. We'll wait and see what happens over there. Right now we've got 30 seconds here for Drew Sams to ride Cook.
So if you're just joining us, here's how the tiebreaker works. Each wrestler is going to get 30 seconds to really score whatever they can score. So... you know, Sams could get near fall points here, 3 near fall, and then be leading by 3 going into the other period, unlike sudden victory where the first point score.
And if it's still tied after that second 30-second period, there will be a seventh period and that will be where one wrestler will ride the other one, and if it's a 30-second ride, the rider wins. If there's an escape, the escaper wins.
And from what I've seen at this point, if I won the coin toss, I'm probably picking on top.
Yeah, but right now, it looks like Sam's in this sixth period with a stand-up trying to get loose. It's a trip there, and back to the mat. Cook gets him down. A sit-out by Sam. Sam's with a sit-out. If he can cast over, he's going to get a reversal. He's got 9 seconds to get out the back. He's got him high, trying to dump with five, four.
Cook's hanging on.
Cook hanging on, and Sam's is not going to be able to get out before the clock ticks away.
Thought he had an opportunity there to at least pull one out.
Sam's gets his
Red's choice. He's going to go up. That's good.
30-second ride here, folks. Drew Sam's from Oskaloosa trying to ride out Cook from Fort Dodge for 30 seconds and advance to the medal round.
There hasn't been a point scored this whole time, so you'd think the advantage is going to be in Sam's favor.
Oh, but, a stand-up by Cook.
They are fatigued.
Cook with a stand-up. Back to the mat by Sam's. Sam slams him down to the mat with 24 seconds to go. Another stand-up by Cook. A crossbody ride put in by Sam's. Sam's now.
He's got to take him back,
to the mat. Slams him to the mat. And a sit-out switch.
Now he's got a crossbody ride in.
He's got the crossbody in with 12 seconds.
And he's got his arm. He's got his arm stuck back in there, too.
Oh, yeah. Drew Sam's going to get it done.
Can't do much here. Five seconds left.
To go. Drew Sam's is going to win in the most unlikely of wins. Those wrestlers battled it out for six scoreless minutes.
So the official score, even though there was not a point scored, since Sam's rode him out, he gets 1 point and wins 1-0 in the ultimate tiebreaker.
What a great match. Want to thank all of our good sponsors down there at Oskaloosa bringing you this great live high school wrestling action. Drew Sam's battled all the way through six scoreless regulation minutes. The sudden victory period yielded no scoring, as well as the 30-second tiebreaker periods. And then in the final ultimate tiebreaker, Drew Sam's rides out Cook from Fort Dodge. And Cook from Fort Dodge in tears at the edge of the mat. His season ends here. 32 wins against 8 losses. The final one coming at the hands of Drew Sam's. All right, we got lots of live wrestling coverage, more to bring you here, folks. But right now, I think we're going to send it back to the studio.
We'll have Drew Sam's here in just a second, guys.
Hey, we'll leave it here, and Joe Millions is going to have an interview with Drew Sam's in just a couple seconds. Man, Joe, I bet it takes a while for him to even be able to talk. I bet he's breathing pretty hard down there in the tunnel.
He is. He's talking with his coach right now. They're ecstatic. They're shooting water on him. All right.
He's had a
two on the
big
out of bounds, huh? He said we bounced our knees, so we didn't get the call. Good job on top. Way to control the wrist. You're controlling the arm the whole time. That oh boy.
It's a coach. And Drew Sam's with me. Have you ever wrestled in a match like that ever?
Yeah, I get in close matches, but not as big as that one. It's the biggest match I've probably wrestled in my high school career so far. Oh, it's big. Finally getting on the war stand.
Were you just absolutely out of energy at the end?
I was tired, but I knew I had to push through it. He got to his feet twice. I had two bigger turns. Then once I got my leg in, I knew it was over.
The crossbody ride there at the end that got it.
Yeah.
What about that takedown right at the edge of the mat? They didn't let you have those 2 points.
I guess my knees bounced out of bounds first, but tried sliding my feet. I was working for points. I was trying to get as much as I could.
Well, get the Oski coach here real quick. Coach, you got to be so happy.
Yeah, oh, it's a great feeling. You know, he was our last guy left. We were really hoping we could finally bring home some hardware for him. And it is great. We had to go all the way to the wire. That's the hard part. But he got it. We're super happy.
Have you ever seen a match like that?
Well, yeah, but usually later down the tournament. That place-winning round is a big deal. But, you know, we have tough matchups the whole tournament. That's why we're in the position we're in. But we're real proud of him. Real proud of him.
What were you telling him during the match? Or were you hollering out there at him?
Well, we were hollering to get to your shots. We were trying to get to the legs so we could actually get to a takedown. We knew that guy could shoot from distance, and we really wanted to try to get our points instead of reacting to his. So he did a great job of staying in position.
And to go seven rounds there was just unbelievable. That just takes an enormous amount of energy and strength.
Yes. Now we got to go recover. We got another match tonight.
All right, Coach. Back up to you guys live in the booth.
Great mat side reporting there in the tunnel with Joe Millage and an ecstatic Oskaloosa Indian crew there. Drew Sam's with the great victory there at 132. Right now, we're working our way through the 145 and 152-pound matches. So we'll have a break here. We'll send it back to the studio where Scotty Fry will catch up with some of the great things going on in Albia on Thunder Country 96.7 KIC. Don't go anywhere, folks, because we'll be right back with continuation of Class 3A Consolation Matches.
The local merchants in our area hometowns and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Building for the future. All together, side by side. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
People's State Bank. Member FDIC. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
If a new building has been on your mind, it's time to call Morton Buildings. Now, through the end of February, take advantage of discount pricing during our Building Value Day sales event. From garages and hobby shops to machine storage and commercial facilities, Morton constructs quality uses that meet your needs and style. Additionally, Morton is now offering its exclusive concrete columns as standard on all buildings, removing the wood out of the ground. To learn more, stop in your local construction center in Sheraton or Fairfield, or give us a call at 800-447-7436.
Sinnott Funeral Home is here to support your family at their time of need. Just like the teamwork of the Albia Blue Demons, supporting each other on and off the mats. Sinnott Funeral Home is proud of the accomplishments of all athletes. Never let it rest till our good is better and our better is best. From Sinnott Funeral Home.
At the Albia Brewing Company, they specialize in handmade pizzas, sandwiches, appetizers, and they have specialty handcrafted beers from the lightest to the darkest and the heaviest beers. Specializing in unique jalapeno beers, and they're all made on location. Call 641-932-4085 for your handmade carryout pizza order tonight.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in, because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Hello, area soybean farmers. This spring, there's a new fungicide treatment available exclusively at Quality Ag Service. I'm talking Intego Sweet with Ethoboxam. This seed treatment product is the only one that Iowa State approves for resistant Pythium. And you can ship any brand of your soybean seed to Quality Ag, and they'll treat it for you with Intego Sweet. Please call Joe, Todd, or John at Quality Ag for your soybean seed treatment at 641-932-2637. And Quality Ag thanks you for your business.
Hey, Dad, can we go fly our kite today?
Sure. But rule number one is we pick a safe spot away from power line.
Teaching your children to stay safe is a never-ending job. Never, but when it comes to electricity, what you teach them can save their lives.
Water and electricity, do not mix.
It's never too early to learn. Teach your children to stay current on safety.
Here's a safe spot, Dad. Come on, let's go.
Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
No matter what stage of life you're in, Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, gives you the coverage you deserve through Simply Blue Health Plans. Choose from more than 20 coverage options, from traditional to tax advantage plans. Plus, get peace of mind knowing that you're covered by a name you know and trust. That's the difference of blue. For information, call Eric Powers, an authorized independent agent of Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield, 641-932-3171.
Should you buy or lease your vehicle from Pete Harkness Auto Group in Centerville? Brian Hargrave explains why leasing makes sense.
They just wanted to come up with something that would fit what we needed, what we were looking for. It was just person-centered. And after we had talked with the salesman for a while, Steve took time to come over and explain the lease program to us in a way that had never been explained to us before. I had never really considered leasing a vehicle until Steve made it so clear that for our situation and what we were looking for, it really made the most sense. There wasn't any high pressure. I just would say that it was really a custom-made lease. and just a perfect deal for us. We in the past had really kind of looked to the big city dealerships to find the vehicle we were looking for, but they had a couple there on the lot that were just absolutely what we wanted. The selection for, you know, a small town dealer, if you want to call it that, was super.
Hi, I'm Steve Bunch, General Manager at Pete Harkness Auto Group in Centerville. Better value, better quality, better service.
The Hy-Vee Distribution Center in Sheraton is hiring for full-time refrigeration electrician positions in their perishable warehouse. This is a Sunday through Thursday evening schedule of 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. You should be motivated and qualified to maintain and repair refrigeration, ice manufacturing equipment, heating, electrical, and air conditioning units. The starting wage is $18 to $22 per hour based on experience. Candidates will be required. Candidates will be required to pass a physical fitness test, drug screen, and criminal background check. Visit www.hy-v.com to apply online.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Do you remember the old-time hardware stores? They had just about everything you could possibly want, and they could get what they didn't have without it being a big hassle. Do you wish you could find that store today? That store is in Albia at Golf and Nash Napa Store. They have just about everything you could need or want, and if not, they usually can get it for you. They also repair and make hydraulic hoses. That's your Albia Napa Store, Golf and Nash, Napa know-how. A proud sponsor of Albia Athletics.
Cattle can be pretty picky about their feed. They want material that's just the right length, and if it's not, they'll sort when they should be feeding. It's time to put a stop to that. The Final Cut FBX 9000 bale processor from Vermeer sends bales to multiple cutting points to deliver average cut lengths of 1 1/4 inch to 4 inches. It's been shown to increase feed efficiency in cattle. So give them what they're looking for. Find the Vermeer Final Cut FBX 9000 bale processor at Bowser Equipment in Albia.
And a good Friday afternoon, 12:30 p.m. high atop the square in downtown Albia with sunny skies, 54 degrees. We'll see sunny skies for the rest of today, 61 degrees with windy conditions. We could see wind gusts as high as 55 miles per hour, and that is why we have a wind advisory out today. Mostly clear skies on your overnight, a low temperature near 39. Sunny skies on your Saturday with a high temperature near 61. Now let's go live to Wells Fargo Arena. Here's the gang.
And we're back live at Wells Fargo Arena. The Class 3A consolation matchups are coming your way here on 96.7. Joe Sinclair here in the broadcast booth, joined by a great team. We've got Joe Millage down on the floor.
Hello.
Right beside me, it's Kevin Cochran and Travis Zapital. And guys, we got a little break in the action here, and we'll set it up for our listeners back home, especially the Ottumwa Bulldog fans, as Isaiah Cox is going to take the mat. And do you know who his opponent is, Coach Cochran?
I do. If I get to the bracket here, relatively
Joe Millage, you've had quite a day down there in the tunnel. You've had a lot of interviews with some of these wrestlers and their coaches coming right off the mat. What's been the highlight down there for you, Joe, in the tunnel?
It probably has to be just the most recent one, talking to Drew Sams. That kid was, he was just basically falling on the floor out of energy, and his coaches were throwing water on him with water bottles, and he is just so happy. Drew Sams has been here the last 2 years and has not placed. He will now place, and he's a senior.
That was just a crazy matchup there with no points being scored in the 6 regular minutes and then followed by 2 consecutive overtime minutes without any scoring. So 8 minutes with no scoring, and then the point awarded because he was able to ride out Cook from Fort Dodge. Great match, and we're glad to be able to bring it to you here on 96.7.
Hey, as far as just trying to maybe update on the, since 1A is through their round here,
here comes
after
Isaiah Cox. He's headed out.
Okay, well, we're going to go right to Isaiah, and then we'll talk about team scoring here as soon as Isaiah gets a win here.
He's going to be wrestling over there on mat number 7. That's going to be the lucky mat for the Bulldogs, I'm predicting.
And if I know him, he has rebounded quite well from that previous loss, and I have a feeling he's going to be ready to go.
Well, he's out there on the mat, gives a high five, a double high five to both of the Ottumwa coaches. Coach Drew down there with the red wearing the colors for the Bulldogs. Taking the mat now. Checks in. Gets that wristband cut away. They got to have those wristbands on to even be able to get down to the locker room area. And then as soon as the match is started, they clip those off so they're not in the way while they wrestle. All right, we're ready to wrestle. They shake hands at the center of the mat, and we're underway. 182 pounders. Isaiah Cox for Ottumwa on his feet. Gets in on a single leg. He's drops against, down, gets separation.
He's going against Damon Diu of Council Bluffs Lewis Central, sophomore, 25-11. Isaiah's in on a nice shot.
Gets behind and gets control. There's the 2 points that he needs to start this thing off. 2-0, Cox on top. Isaiah Cox now riding hard. He's up on the
He's went across, kind of got that butcher.
He's got a corkscrew in on the right side, got a butcher in on the left. Now he tries to elevate and dump, and he hips off the mat. Damon Deo is from Lewis Central, Council Bluffs High School. He's got 25 wins on this season. Isaiah Cox, 43, trying to turn that into 44 here in this consolation match. There's a breakdown by Cox with just a deep waist ride, just kind of puts the pressure on the hips of
trying to get that arm
Deo. Now he's got him stretched out, broken down. Tries to work a half Nelson in underneath on the left side. But it's a stand-up by Deo, and Deo gets loose. 2-1. Cox on his feet now for Ottumwa. Ottumwa Bulldog Wrestling right here on 96.7.
Isaiah's got to feel pretty confident.
He's got the single leg, elevates, dumps, and just powers him down
the mat.
And he took him down soft as a feather. When they got down on the mat, it was almost like he placed Deo down there like you would put a coffee cup down on the kitchen table.
Well, Isaiah's real comfortable on his feet. As far as I know, I've seen him get taken down one time this entire year, and that was at the CIML tournament, and it was kind of fluke in the last 5 seconds, actually to lose the match, because he got reversed here in the previous match when he got put on his back. So I'd have no problem putting him back on his feet.
He's on top of this one, 4-1, against Damon Diu from Lewis Central Council Bluffs.
He's got a cow catcher.
He has to give it up as Deo gets to his feet. So Damon Deo gets his second point with that escape. It's 4-2. Cox on top here at 182 pounds. Will close out this first period 4-2.
That's kind of Isaiah's signature move there. He comes around the front, gets that cow catcher in, and boom, dumps you. One of my good friends, Jim Torvik, there, the official for Isaiah's match. Good official.
Isaiah Cox is going to select down. He knees the line, gets set.
See what kind of first move he's got here. If he's going to explode to his feet, come up and out, get to his feet, that's where he wants to be.
From the right side, Deo covers.
Does a nice job. He's got to get hand control here, get out.
It's a stand-up for Cox. He's taken back to the mat by Deo. Deo now sees Cox get back to his feet, and Cox trying to get hand control, but he's swung off the mat by Deo.
I say he's done a nice job coming to his feet, and he's do that again and force Deo to take him down, or he's going to get nailed for stalling.
He's set again.
Now, like when you stand up, you keep back pressure on him.
And there he's got the stand-up.
Good hand control.
5-2 now for Isaiah Cox from Ottumwa.
Goes into that Russian. He's very comfortable there with that Russian. He'll go right to a shot from here.
He's got that arm in there on the left side. Got hand control of that left arm. He's got 2-on-1 on Deo's left arm. Deo trying to push away. Cox keeping the pressure on, and now separation. Wrestlers are on their feet in the second period. A 5-2 lead for Isaiah Cox from Ottumwa. Cox circles to the right. Back to the left. Fakes a shot. Gets the arm on that fake. And works in on a double leg now. A little bit of a wild shot there by Cox, but Deo can't take advantage of it as they go off the mat. Just a little bit long on that shot, Kevin.
A little bit long, towards the edge of the mat. That's fine. Come back to center. Regroup. Isaiah's got a nice little low single. I'd like to see him hit here, too.
He's got hand control, and that's frustrating Deo right here. And Deo in on a single leg now steps over. Cox with the whizzer. Whizzers him off the mat, and we're off the mat out of bounds.
45 seconds left in the second period. 182 pounds, Class 3A. Isaiah Cox leads 5-2. Trying to extend his lead if he can get a takedown here in the final 30 seconds.
Isaiah Cox on his feet. A shot in there by Deo. Reshot by Cox, and Cox is in a double leg, dumps him with 30 seconds to go. A two-point takedown for Isaiah Cox. 7-2 his lead now here at 182 pounds.
He just doesn't, he's so powerful, he can just pull those legs in. I don't care if that kid squats 500 pounds, he's going to pull them in.
Well, he's riding tough now with 15 seconds. He's going to try to ride him out and take this five-point lead into the final period. Final period going to be brought to you here today by Jane Sinnott at Jane's Painting. Great sponsors back in Albia. Isaiah Cox does ride him out, and we will go to the third period. 7-2, your score. 7-2, Isaiah Cox leading this one. And a good bounce-back match here for Isaiah Cox after a tough loss in the quarterfinal, a match that he was leading and got caught in a throw on what looked like it was going to be a points being scored for Isaiah, and he got put on his back and pinned in the most unlikely of situations. But really tough wrestlers up here at the 182-pound weight class, and he ran across one of them from Waverly Shell Rock and got it done. All right, a sit-out by Deo to start this third period. He's covered by Isaiah Cox from Ottumwa, the Bulldog wrestler wearing their red singlet, trying to stack up Deo from Lewis Central Council Bluffs. He's got a butcher in on the right side. Gets off the hips. He's way out on top of the head now, Kevin.
Well, he's keeping tons of pressure on. Deo can't get out from out there. I hear Coach Griffiths telling him, stay on his toes, stay on his toes. And that's what you do. When you get to your knees, you take all the pressure off your opponent. You stay on your toes, and you can apply lots of pressure to that opponent. He's going to try to get that arm up and out. We got a minute and 18 left. Cox leads by the score of 7-2. And he's going to get nailed for stalling, not coming off the hip. I don't know.
Well, he's got a five-point lead, so he's got a few of those stall calls to give. But, you look forward in the match, if he would happen to give up an escape and take down, that's 3 points. He's still got a two-point lead.
We may have to talk to Torvik about that call a little later.
Well, I like to see him make him wrestle. There's the stand-up escape. So Isaiah Cox now leads by four. Isaiah Cox on top. Deo trying to hit a throw. He's going to try to go feet to back with
Isaiah
Cox.
Absolutely, but so here's where Isaiah has to just get in on a low single, low shot, stay low, stay out of them throws, and he'll be in good shape.
He's been warned for stalling. There's a shot in there by Deo, and a nice
bull rush
there by Cox, and it looked like he might have headbutted Deo, and Deo was stunned.
So right here's where Isaiah likes to be. He comes around, he pinches it.
It's a two-point takedown.
He gets that arm behind there. He'll come around, pinch ahead. Lost the arm.
9-3 the score now. Deo not stunned now. He gets up and gets loose. That's 9-4. A five-point advantage. A shot in there by Deo. And now a sprawl by Cox. Cox gets out of that. Deo is bringing the action here in the third period.
He's bringing action, but Isaiah's just too quick and too strong for him.
Yeah, now Isaiah Cox in on a double leg. He's not going to get warned for stalling, taking shots like that. Good shot by Cox, but they go off the mat with 21 seconds to go. A big five-point lead for Isaiah Cox. Looks like he's going to be one of the medalists here at 182 pounds. All right, Isaiah is on his feet.
Seven seconds remaining. Leads 9-4. He's going to advance. He's going to place. I know that's not where he wanted to end up his senior year, but, man, he's got a couple tough matches.
He can get third place. Third place points.
Which would be a great showing, a great showing.
Absolutely.
I almost wish that Jameer Moore kid that he got beat by earlier gets beat in the semi so he'll have a chance to revenge that loss.
That would be cool.
That would be cool.
That would be cool, and it might happen this afternoon. We're going to set it up. All of the finals will be set for tomorrow. These semifinal matches are going to start this afternoon at 2:30 for Class 1A.
So we're going to run down the 1A scores here real quick, just kind of, and I want to kind of give everybody at home the, because Moravia's in 13th place with 19 points. Abernathy's leading 55, Lisbon in second 43. Gilbertville, Don Bosco, all the names you always hear in the past, in third with 32. So I'm going to try to explain how Moravia has 19 points.
They got three wrestlers.
The scoring system, though, if you don't understand it, it can be quite confusing. So if you look at a bracket, if you're on the championship side, okay, you get 2 points for what they call advancement points. If you're on the consolation side, you get 1 point for advancement. And you have to win to advance. So if we look at, say, Briar Cochran, he won his first match by major decision, okay? That gave him three points. He got 2 points for advancing when he beat Needham. He only beat Needham by a decision, so he got 2 points advancement. But with winning his first two matches, the worst he can do is sixth place, and the point scoring system goes first is 16, second is 12, third is 9, fourth is 7, fifth is 5, sixth is 3, 2-1 for 7th and 8th. So he gets 3 points for getting 6th right now. He gets 3 points for his major decision, 2 advancement, and he gets 2 points for advancement on the other match. So it gives him a total of 8. Nick Martin won his first match, got 2 advancement points, lost the second, won his third match, gets 1 advancement point. But by winning that match, he gets 8th place points of one point. So he has a total of 4 points. Quentin Castile here. Now, this is where it kind of gets interesting. Quentin won his first match.
2 points.
No, he lost his match. He won a second match. He got 2 points for the pin, and he got 1 point for advancement to give him 3. And then he won his next match here by a pin, giving him 2 bonus points, 1 point for the advancement. And then he gets 8th place points. So Breyer, who is in the semifinals, has 8 points. Quentin, who lost his first match, has a total of 7 points to give him 15. And Nick Martin has 4 points. That's how you come up with the 19 points. So that kind of gives you an idea of how important those bonus points are. Because Nick and Quentin are in the exact same position, that Quentin scored 17 points, Nick scored 4. To give him 19. So they're doing a wonderful job. They're 3-for-3. We're coming to the conclusion of Class 3A consolation matches. We're on 220.
How many points again was it, Kevin, for a championship?
You get 12, or you get 16 points for getting first place.
Okay.
So example, like Breyer, if Breyer wins his semifinals, he'll jump, even if he wins, say, 3-2, whatever. He's going to go from third place points to second place points, which is a 9-point difference. So tomorrow's semifinal matches are worth 9 points. If you get a pin, they'd be worth 11 points. So for the teams that got 4 or 5 guys in the semifinals, it becomes a huge round for them, because that's really tonight's round is going to distinguish who's going to be the team to beat come Saturday.
So the fall, if you get a fall, get a pin, that's 3 bonus points.
A fall is 2 bonus points.
2 bonus points.
A tech fall is a point and a half.
Point and a half.
A major decision is 1.
Okay.
And a decision is 0.
That's just,
for
you,
bonus
just get
points.
You just get advancement points.
You get advancement points, 1 point on the consolation side, 2 points on the championship side.
Okay.
Yep. So it's confusing. I've been around this sport for a long, long time, and it's you about have to be to really understand the system.
All right. Well, we are just about ready to wrap up this session for you, folks. The big boys are out there on the mat, the 220-pounders, the 285-pounders in the Class 3A consolation matches. It's been a great morning and early afternoon of wrestling, probably the longest session that we'll have on a continuous basis. And we are high above the mats in high fidelity on 96.7 KIIC in the live stream on KIICradio.com. We're going to be coming back at 2:30, so we've got about an hour and a half break. Then we'll bring you the Class 2A quarterfinals. You'll have all your favorite Class 2A wrestlers and The 1A semifinals will be immediately following those Class 2A quarterfinals. So we'll have the Class 1A finalists set for you in this 2:30 session today. And hopefully we'll have Briar Cochran be one of those semifinalists for Moravia.
Yep, but we've got one final match here in the Class 3A. We've got Brock Van Loon of Indianola, a senior, 30-19, going against Dallas Jacobus, a senior from Cedar Rapids Kelly, or Cedar Rapids Kennedy, 28-8, senior, on mat number 5. And looks like it's a 2-0 score.
Coach Frew.
And we got Joe Millage with Coach Frew down there on our mat side. Mike, brought to you by Tharp Funeral Home.
That's right, guys. We are down here live in the tunnel. I've got Coach Frew. And Coach, a little bittersweet here, but Isaiah moves on.
Moves on. You know, he lost a tough one there in the quarterfinals. And, you know, you can't put your head down and mope around for that long because it's a quick turnaround. And, you know, we talked to him. We know it's not what he wanted. He wanted to be on top of the podium. But, you know, he's got to come back and try to get the next best thing, which is third place right now.
Seems like he did get recovered pretty quickly.
Yeah, he did. You know, he was hurting. He was hurting bad. We were hurting, but you can't sit there and be a baby about it. You got to come back and wrestle, and that's what he did.
Very good. Let's see if we can catch him here real quick. Isaiah, can we catch you real quick? Isaiah, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Hard to come back after that first loss, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, it's sickening, but you got to come back and do what you got to do.
So what'd you do? Just mentally prepare to get back out there and go for the win? You had to get the win to stay alive here.
My coaches talked to me. We all talked, and, you know, I've been in that situation before. You know, I have to come back from that kind of loss. So it's fine. It's a learning experience. You know, I can help that throughout my wrestling career.
And you've got you could get as high as third place still.
Yeah, you know, so that's the next best thing, I guess. So I got to come and do that, you know, got to come back and wrestle, so yeah.
You got a lot of fans back home listening and cheering you on, and I know you're appreciative of that, and you want to get them out here to help root you on right here in person, right?
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
All right, he's got a great smile, guys.
Hey, Joe, tell Isaiah Coach Cochran's pretty darn proud of you.
All right, I will tell him that, and Coach Cochran says he's pretty darn proud of you.
Tell him I said thank you. But...
And he loves your signature cow catcher.
Tell him thank you.
All right, he heard you.
We got a great match going for you here. Pella's Keegan Poole has got Nick Mitchell from Thomas Jefferson Council Bluffs on his back in the first period. It's locked up tight, and 285-pounder Keegan Poole hits a hip toss and takes down and pins his opponent, Nick Mitchell, from Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson. And that's a great way for us to wrap up this Class 3A.
If we do need to probably bring it, while we were talking to Isaiah, Brock Van Loon from Indianola got taken to his back, got pinned by his Kennedy opponent. So his senior campaign is ended here at Wells Fargo Arena.
And Pella's Keegan Poole, 285 pounds, he keeps on going. All right, for Jason, Travis, Kevin, and Joe Millage, this is Joe Sinclair signing off until 2:30. We'll be back with Class 2A quarterfinals featuring those big blue demon wrestlers in the middle weights and the top and the bottom weights as well. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back at 2:30. Thanks for listening on 96.7.